Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf tes. At my popular request, we're going to start on Ches Amid Beis, where it says Rabban Gamliel Omer, which is roughly 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. As you recall, at the very first Mishnah in our Masechta, we had a three-way machloikis as to when a person has to say Krishma at night, until what time. Everybody agreed in our Mishnah that we start from Tzeisach Echovim. The question is, how long can you say it? Rabbi Lezer said you can go and say it until Soifa Shmoida HaRishayna, which is roughly 10 o'clock. The Chachamim say until Chatzois, 12 o'clock. And Rabbi Gamliel said, Achiyala Omud HaShachar. So how do we paskin? Says the Gemara here on Ches Omid Beis. You want to join us? Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer. Om Rav Yudah Mishmol, Allah Karim Gamliel, we paskin like Karim Gamliel, that you can go and say it until Amud HaShachar. Tanya, so we have two brises back to back, which are similar, but somewhat different. Tanya, the first brise is Rav Shimon Yechoi. This is Rav Shimon Yechoi on his own. I say that because the next price will be Rav Shimon Yechoi in the name of Reb Akiva. So what did Rav Shimon Yechoi say? Pa'omim she'odim koyri kriyashma shtei pa'omim balayla. Sometimes a person can go and lay in Krishna two times at night. At night. Achas koyrim she'al amur ha-shachar. One time he lays before amur ha-shachar, which would be consistent with what Rav Gamliel says. You can go and say until amur ha-shachar. V'achas li'achas she'al amur ha-shachar. The other one you say after Hamud HaShachar, before Netz HaChama, V'yoyitz V'hem Yidei Choyvosei Acha Shal Yoyim V'Acha Shal Laila. And you can be Yoytze, your Choyv of saying Krishma at night, and your Krishma in the morning. Now on the surface, this halacha is not a great chidush, because if you're following what Rav Gamliel is saying, since Rav Gamliel says you can go and say the Tfilas, or the Kriya Shema Shal Laila, until Hamud HaShachar, then by definition, post Amud HaShachar, that would be the time to go and say the Kriyashma Shel Shachris. So that doesn't sound so remarkable. But the problem is that there's an inconsistency in the wording, because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai starts off by saying, you say Shtei Pa'amim Balayla, two times at night. So Freik Timor HaKuf HaKasha. Amris pa'om she'odem koyri kriyashma shtei pa'om balayla. Sometimes people lay in Krishma two times at night. Alma li'acha she'ala amar ha-shachar laylahu. So it would appear, since he's saying, when are those two times? One before amar ha-shachar, one after amar ha-shachar. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai has defined both of them as being at night. And then he continues on and says, that you can be yoytze the second one, post Amud HaShachar. You can go and be yoytze the Kriyashma Shel Yoyim, Shel Shachris, Alma Yimamahu. Obviously, it cannot be a day Kriyashma if you're calling it at night. So the two are inconsistent. Says he more like, that's an issue of the gefelich. The oilam laylahu, be'emesin, even after Amud HaShachar, it continues to be called night. Ay, v'hadah kari le'yoyim. What does it mean that you can be yoytze the kriyashma shel shachris of the day? The ik inchi de kaimi v'hayishato. Because the people that are already getting up early in the morning. What's the kavana of the Gemara? What the Gemara's kavana is, it doesn't say in Kriyashma that you have to lay in Kriyashma at night and in the day. It says that you have to go and lay it b'shachbucha uvekumacha. And therefore, since there are people that are already getting up early after Amud HaShachar, before Netzachama, so even though technically it's still night, but for purposes of Kumacha, there are people that are already getting up, so if you go and say Krishma at that time, you are Yotze. So bottom line is, it's really Laila, but because of Kumacha, they're the early risers, you can be Yotze, the Krishma Shel Shachris. Omer Rebacha Bar Chanina, Omer Reb Shimon Levi, Aloch Reb Shimon Yechoi, we talk a Paschal like that, Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi. Okay. There is a second version of what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said. What is that second version? This time Reb Shimon Yochai, Oyim Mishum Reb Akiva, before it was just Reb Shimon Yochai alone. Pa'om Shonim Kari Kriyash Mashtei Pa'om Bayoim, Achas Koyim Netzachama, Viachas Viachar Netzachama, Viyoitz Ben Yedei Chavasei Achashal Yoim Viachashal Ayla. That this sounds very similar to the previous member, but you'll notice that there are two major changes here. Change number one is, instead of using the expression Pa'am Shadam Kray Krishma Shtei Pa'amim Balayla, he says now Shtei Pa'amim Payoy. Number two, we're not talking about before Amar HaShachar or after Amar HaShachar. We're talking about before Netzach Amar, and we're talking about after Netzach Amar. For those of you that are wondering what's the difference between Amar HaShachar and Netzach Amar, according to most authorities, the difference is a difference of 72 minutes. And that's why when we are faced with a Tanis, what you do is you look at whatever the Netzach Amar Zman is, and you go back 72 minutes from that. There are today those that are machmer, and they go according to the latitude and the longitude, but the normal standard authorities hold that it's 72 minutes. So for instance, nowadays Netzach Amar is approximately 7:20, and that's why we're davening Kivasikin these couple of weeks. We start 7 minutes to 7 to be able to daven Shmoneh Esrei with Netzach Amar. And Amar HaShachar is 72 minutes before, which would be 6:08. That's why we were allowed to eat last week on Surah B'Tavis until 6:08. Anyway, so what does this Rav Shimon bar Yochai say in the name of Reb Akiva? That you could lain Kriya Shema both before Netz and after Netz, and you could be Yoytzi Rechavasi Acha Shel Yoyim V'Acha Shel Laila. You could be Yoytzi your mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Frey Dimar, Haguf Akasha. And now we ask the identical question that we asked before, and that is, just like we asked before that Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that a person can go and lay in Kriya Shema twice at night and be Yotzei the Choy V'Shol Yoyim V'Shol Laila. Here he's saying a person can go and lay in Kriya Shema two times at day and be Yotzei the din of Kriya Shema again Shol Yoyim V'Shol Laila. Freitimar Gufakasha. Amis Bamishadim Kariya Kriya Shema Shtipam Bayoyim. Sometimes people can go and lay in Kriya Shema two times in the day. Alma, what do we think? Say from that, Alma Koydim Netzach Amar Imamahu. It must be that the din of before Netzach Amar is called Yoyim, because when Rav Shimon bar Yochai says the name of Reb Akiva, that you can go and lay it twice during the day, and then he says, what are those two times during the day? One before Netzach Amar, one after Netzach Amar. So after Netzach Amar, that it's day, that's a Dovah Pashit. But even before Netzach Amar, it's day. And that's what he says. It's Imamahu. It's day. And then he continued on. If you could be yoytzi or chiyav kriya shma shalayla before Amud HaShachar, which again is not a remarkable halacha, that's Ram Gamliel that says you can go and be yoytzi your kriya shma shalayla until Amud HaShachar. So that's okay, but the question over here is, but you're calling it yoyim. How can you go and call it layla and yoyim at the same time? Make up your mind. And again, the Gemara gives a similar test. The truth of the matter is that it is Yoim. The reason why it's called Laila is because there's some people that are still sleeping at that time. In other words, just like we said in the previous Lushan, that it's not Shver. How do we call both of these recitals of Kriya Shema at night? And then you go and say, but he's Yoytze, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Yoyim. So we said, because there's some people that get up early, now he's saying the reverse. That in truth, when you're getting to these Zmanim, it's already day. Both before Netzach Amar and after Netzach Amar, it's already day. How could you be Yoytze, Kriya Shema Shel Laila? Because Bishachbucha means when people are sleeping. There are some people that are still sleeping at that time. It's still called a Zman Shchiva. That's why you can be Yoytze, your Kriya Shema Shel Laila.
Rabban Gamliel said until Amud HaShachar, not Netzach Amar. So how can we now say that you could say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis till Netz, it's already after Amud HaShachar? Even Rabban Gamliel didn't go that far.
So Rabban Shimon Levi, in the name of Rabban Akiva, goes one step further, and he says you can go and say even until Netzach Amar. Thank you very much for pointing that out. The Taka goes even beyond what we learned in our Mishnah. Now the question is, what's the halacha? And again, Omer Reb Ach, Reid Reb Chanina, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, halacha Reb Shimon, Shomer Mishom, Reb Akiva. So that's what the Gemara started off in the second lashon, Ikke Demasti Laha, Reb Ach, Reb Chanina, that we pass the Reb Shimon Bayichoy, not the first Reb Shimon Bayichoy, but the second Reb Shimon Bayichoy, in the name of Reb Akiva. Even though you just said now that a person could be yoytze his mitzvah of b'shachbacha, a person who's koyre kriyish mashalayla in the morning, but don't say hashkiveinu. Why don't you say hashkiveinu? Because the whole bracha of hashkiveinu is a tefillah that you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, let us go and sleep in security and everything should go well. Everything should go well. I should wake up in the morning healthy and oh, everything great. So you would only say that at the zman of tchilas shchiva, before most people start going to sleep. So even though it's not a truth, some people are still sleeping that late in the morning. But since it's not tchilas shchiva, it would be inappropriate to go and ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go to sleep now, so please give me all of those brachas. You should have said it earlier in the evening. Ki osar v'yitzchak bar Yosef Omar hot nirb achab rib chanina om rib shiva levi la b'feiru shichma elem b'chlole itmar. That we just paskind in the name of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Mishum Reb Akiva, and we said we attributed to Reb Acha bar Reb Chanina in the name of Reb Shimon Levi, that was not a halacha that was said befedish in a shiur that was given, but rather Mikol Itmar based on a story. And the story is reminiscent of the story that we had in our Mishnah. Just the story of the Mishnah was the children of Rabban Gamliel, and here we have the Huzuga de Rabbanan, there was a peer of Rabbanan, of Talmidim, the Ishtaker Behilula de Brei to Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Shua ben Levi's son got married, and there were a couple of people that were there that imbibed a little more than is the normal amount, and as a result they became intoxicated, and now they're waking up in the morning and they want to know, what should we do? Should we go and say now Kriya Shema or not? Now the question is, when did they wake up? So Rashi says on the fourth line from the top, the Ishtaker, they got drunk, the Yashnu, and they went to sleep, the Nirdamu, and they went into a deep slumber, the Acher Munashachah, it's already after Munashachah, which of course, according to Ram Gamliel, is already too late. So what do we do now? Asked these Talmidim that were there at the Chasana. Also come to Reb Shimon Levi. Omar, he said, Kedai Reb Shimon, meaning Reb Shimon by Yechoi, Lismach Allah Vishas Ad Chak, that even though the halacha would be like Ram Gamliel, that you're supposed to go and lay Krishna until Amud HaShachar and not later, Vishas Ad Chak, what means Vishas Ad Chak? When you are, that you have become intoxicated, so there's no way that you could have said it before, in such a situation, then you can rely on Reb Shimon by Yechoi, bid the heaven. But Rashi immediately throws in, if you're not talking about such a situation where it's your anusim, that you were not able to go and say it before, don't rely on this lalacha, you have to rely at the maximum on Ram Gamliel and not anything beyond that.
So it doesn't seem like he passes like that. We're just saying that if it's Shasat Chak, you can do it. Passing like him would mean you can do it all the time.
Right? Normatively.
The point that you're making is a very good point. When we said before halacha, it didn't say how far reaching the halacha is. It just simply says we passing like that Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Now what the Gemara is saying by saying that it's not Befeirish Itmar, and Mechlole Itmar, apparently the Gemara is trying to limit it, as you are suggesting. Don't think that this is a broad halacha that applies across the board, but rather it only applies in those cases where things are unfortunately anusim, where the person b'shas adchak was not able to do it earlier. But about if he's able to, don't delay, don't dilly dally, go and say it in Bizmanoi, which according to Ram Gamliel would be before Amud HaShach. So now we return to our Mishnah again, and in our Mishnah we had Ma'ase Shebo Barav. The children of Ram Gamliel, they also came late, but there it was before Amud HaShachar, and they're asking their father, what should we do? And Ram Gamliel paskened for them that you can go and say it after Chatzos, you could say it until Amud HaShachar, because that's Talach. So Freikim of Adhasha Lishmilu Hod Ram Gamliel. Didn't they know the Pesach of Ram Gamliel until now? Meaning, everybody knows Maseches Brachos, all the 100,000 people that joined the Daf last week, and at least learned that first Daf of Daf Beis, they should know from the Mishnah that in Gamliel Paskin, that you can go and say until Amud HaShachar. Why are they asking the question? What their question was as follows. Rabbanan Peligi Alevach, V'yachad V'ram Alach Kiram. Oy Dilma, Rabbanan Kavoseich Sviruluhu, V'haydi Kamri Ad Chatzayis, K'dil Harchik Odom Min Averim. What they're asking is a very, very good, incisive question. They're trying to understand what is the svara of the Rabbanan. Meaning, we have the Mishnah, the Rabbanan say until Chatzos. So there are two ways of perhaps learning Pshat in those Rabbanan. It could be that the Rabbanan are responding to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said you're allowed to go and say Kriya Shema until roughly 10 o'clock. Why? Because that's Zman Shechiva. That's when people typically go to sleep. And says, U'b'shach b'cha u'v'kamecha. And what the Rabbanan are saying is, no, Reb Lezer. Not until 10. Lots of people still go to sleep between 10 and 12, so you get another 2 hours until 12 o'clock. Because that's called Zman Shechiva. People go to sleep until that time. Aha. And what is the... What is Rabbi Gamliel Paskin? Gamliel Paskin, no, it's not the Zman of people going to sleep. It's the Zman that people are sleeping. And that means until Amud HaShachar. And therefore the question was, what is the machloikis between you, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabban? Is it a philosophical machloikis, how we understand the word B'Shachbacha, time of going to sleep, or does it mean the time of sleeping? What difference does that make? Because since we have the famous rule of halacha of yachid v'rab malachi k'rabim, then we would have to go and follow the rabbim, which means the rabbanan, and with all due respect, Tati, even though you're our father, but nevertheless, since the rabbim hold that you have to go until 12 o'clock, it's too late, and we missed Kriya Shema this evening. Oydilmo, the second tzad is no. Rabbanu kabosech svirlo mitzad ikra din Rabbanu agreed to you. What means agreed to you? To Ram Gamliel, that you're allowed to go and say it until Amud Hashachar. The reason why they said until 12 is kedei laharchik adam and aveira, to go and stop people from perhaps coming lidei aveira by telling them make sure you say it by 12. You don't have to worry about a person going to sleep and then waking up late and then missing Kriya Shema. You go and tell them you have a time limitation, and that hopefully that restriction will cause a person to be meticulous and scrupulous about saying Kriya Shema early. And what difference would that make? Because that would mean we should follow the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan Yachav Rama Loch Kerabim. However, if they really hold them Itzar Ikra Din, you can say them until Amun Hashachar. No! So, if a person unfortunately messed up and he didn't say it within the time that the rabbi said, that Chazal told us to say, that you're supposed to say it until 12 o'clock, at least be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of saying it until the morning. I've messed up vis-a-vis the Rabbanan, but at least I go and say it, the Kriya Shema min HaTorah, until Amud HaShachar. Therefore he answered, Amal Hu, said Naron Gamliel to his children, Rabbanan kavasi svirlo, they really hold me ikra din like me, that the taich of the word b'shachbacha means as long as people are sleeping, and therefore you can go and say it until Amud HaShachar. V'chayyavanatem. Ay, v'haydik ami ad chatzoyis. Why did they say to chatzoyis? So avada l'chatchila, don't wait until after chatzoyis, but if it's already too late, make sure to go and say it now before Amud HaShachar. And if you guys go and become intoxicated, and as a result you cannot say it before, then you can say it even until Netzachama, like we had in the Gemara earlier.
And again, I'm a little confused because it seemed like the Rav Shimon said in the name of Rav Akiva, who said that it's all, that they're both considered day, just the definition when people were sleeping. But here you seem to say that you could say Kriya Shema until Netzachama.
But one thing, let's not get confused. The last Yikul Mor that we just finished now was Ram Gamliel.
Right.
Ram Gamliel doesn't address Netzachama, he only addresses Amud HaShachar.
Right.
His children came home from Machasana, and it was still before Amud HaShachar. They wanted to know, do we follow the view of the majority,
right,
which is that you can only say until Chatzos, and now it's too late, or even though the majority holds until Chatzos, it's only really El Chatzchila Midrabanan, because Kedei Laharcha Adam Menafeh. But they also would agree, Me'ikra Din, Menatoyra, you can go and say until Hashachah, and that was the question that they posed. Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Isai, the Chamim and I really are one of the same, we all hold to Menashachah, but this Rabbanan is to restrict people and to limit people that they shouldn't come the day of Eira, but unfortunately, if you've passed Chatzos, and Baruch Hashem, it's before Amud HaShachar, go and say it. That's the conclusion of this Gemara. Then going back to the earlier Gemara, unrelated to this, the Gemara said, B'shem Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, B'shem Reb Akiva, that we can go one step further, and that is, B'diyevet, B'shas Adchak, that the person was totally intoxicated, he fell asleep, and he was not able to go and say Kriya Shema earlier, that he can say even B'diyevet after Amud HaShachar, before Netzachah. The Gemara is not recommending it. In fact, Rashi says.
Where did you see that in the name of
Rav Gamliel doesn't address it.
No, he doesn't. But Rav Shimon, the name of Rav Akiva, addresses it. And we, when we poshet, we said that it was talking of that we cause semantics.
You can say it until Netzachama.
No, it's that second moment. Where the way I understood it is that you can say it only until Nates, but only until Muda Shachar.
Let's go back to the story here on the bottom. That's why I prefer starting from the day, because when you go over,
well, then we don't say both.
All of this should have been discussed yesterday by whoever's Magid Shir. By going back to Chesem and Beis, four lines to the bottom. Ikdumas lo derbacha barchanina achod desanya b'shemechoy mishem rebekiva ba'omichad mukrei krisha shtei pom beyoyin, one before Netzachama and one after Netzachama. The one before Netzachama, you can be yoytze the din of Kriyashma Shel Arvis. Now the question is, how can you be yoytze to the din of Kriyashma Shel Arvis until Netzachama? Because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the name of Reb Akiva, holds that night is not until Amud HaShachar, night is until Netzachama. How do we paskin? Do we follow Ram Gamliel of our Mishnah that says until Amud HaShachar, or do we follow Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Bishim Reb Akiva, that you can go and say Krishma until Netzachama? So the Gemara on the top had Reb Acha, Bereb Chanina, Om Reb Shimon Ben Levi. We paskin like Reb Shimon in the name of Reb Akiva that you can go and say until Netzachama. So until that point, we all said, okay, if that's Talacha, that's Talacha. Then the Gemara continued on. 1 second. The death that we just learned now, that we paskin like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in the name of Reb Akiva, that is only based on a story. That's not the Feirish Itmar and Machlali Itmar. Now, often when you have that it's based on a story, okay, it doesn't have any halachic ramifications. It's just telling us the background of what happened. And our Gemara tells us, no, it had major ramifications. And that is that only in that sole, exclusive incident, when there was a total onase, that the person was so intoxicated that he or she fell asleep, and therefore they were not able to get up in time to go and say it before Amud HaShachar, and they woke up post Amud HaShachar, pre Netzachama, says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, or said Reb Yishuv Ben Levi, in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, in the name of Reb Akiva, v'diyeved b'shas adchak, k'day Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, lismoich ola b'shas adchak. What are they? It's not b'shas adchak. No, don't follow his psak, follow the psak of Reb Gamliel of our Mishnah, that one can say until Amud HaShachar, and not until Netzachama.
The first line appeared, lo liolam b'mamohu.
It really is yom.
What is day?
Both before and after Netzachama.
Okay, so therefore, how could you be yotzei kriyas shma arvis is liolam yom yomam?
Exactly. Wow. Excellent question.
Right.
And what did Mori answer?
And so we say you cannot. That we said it was just how we call that night, because sometimes people are still sleeping there.
Oh,
but so actually, it's day.
And absolutely.
Couldn't it be yotzei kriyas shma Sha'arvis during the day, because it's already day.
What does he say? It says the yotze ben yedei chavase. You can be yotze, even though it's day. Yotze ben, three lines from the bottom.
Right.
It's after Netzachama, one before, one after. The yotze behed, you could be yotze yedei chavase, one of the, during the day, one during the night, meaning that the shalai, they could be yotze until Netzachama. Until Netzachama, you are yotze.
Right, absolutely.
It's yom, your question. And for the Gemara, it doesn't say in the Torah that you're supposed to lay Krishma b'yom u'balayla. It says in the Torah that you're supposed to go and lay it b'shachbacha u'vekumecha. And since b'shachbacha, according to this man, the Yama, means time that people are sleeping, and there are still a fair number of people that are sleeping until Netzachama, therefore, even though it's yom for other purposes, but for purpose of Krishma, since people are still sleeping, you can go and say Krishma and be yom.
We learned it differently, so that's why I'm jumping.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we are reviewing it again.
Thank you. Yes, yes, it wasn't a waste of
effort. We learned it was taka. It's
23 minutes. Continue on.
Okay, whatever.
No. So look at the top line. La'olam yamamu. It's day. It's really
and you're not,
day.
Couldn't be, and we said that it was day, and therefore you can't be yotzei kriyas shma arvis. The olam yom.
Continue on. V'hai dekorale laila. How come you can be yotzei the kriyas shma laila? How can it? Deika inchi degana by base. Because shachata. There's still people that are sleeping at that time.
Thank you. That's
no problem.
We learned it differently.
Now, okay, well, let's learn. I didn't know what you learned yesterday, but let's look at how Rashi learned it. The top line of Rashi. V'hai dekorale laila. Deka omar yotzei yotze bo kriya shma shalayla. It's yom. How can you be yotze the kriya shma shalayla? Says mishum de ika de gano, says Rashi, the karinim bei b'shachbacha. It's technically day, but it's all to zman shchiva, and so therefore for purpose of kriya shma, you can be yotze until netzachama. Oh, even the chachilah until netzachama. No. A big shas of chak. You cannot lay until Netzachama, only until Amud HaShachar, according to Ram Gamliel. And now the Gemara continues on. We're up to Veloizu Bilvad Amru Ella. Freit Gemara, Ram Gamliel, Mi Ka'amar Ad Chatzois, Diktoni Veloizu Bilvad. In other words, the Lashon of a Mishnah again is Shver. What is Shver? Because Ram Gamliel is talking to his children. And he's saying, Veloizu Bilvad Amru, not only is it din of Kriyishma, until chatzos, but the same thing applies to eating karbonos shel yom. Also, you can only eat it until chatzos. Freitimor ben Gamliel mikamar chatzos tiktani v'leizu b'vad. Ben Gamliel doesn't agree with the svara or the halacha of the chacham that say it's until chatzos. As far as Ben Gamliel is concerned, you have until the amud hashachar, and that would apply across the board, not only to the dinim of laying kriyishma, but also the gabi eating the karbonos that you're supposed to finish at night. So what is this v'leizul b'vad? Every tomorrow v'leizul b'vad amru. Achi kamul Reb Gamliel levani. Reb Gamliel is saying to his children, not me. That afil rabbanon dika amri ad chatzois mitzvasa atchiyal omer hashachar. Even according to rabbanon that say until chatzois they hold me ikra din, the real mitzvah min haTorah is until amud hashachar. I vaydik amri ad chatzois kidehachik odem min aveira. And this is not the only case where the chachamim said that there is a mitzvah that you can do until amud hashachar, but they were marchik odem min aveira. What's the other case? That's the case of eating kodshim. The kodshim you're supposed to go and eat until the morning, so min haTorah you can eat it until amud hashachar. However, the chacham said, "Vayzul b'vad." Here too, they said, "Go and be marchik min aveira and only eat it until chatzos, and not later than that." It's good. Then the Mishnah continued on. Hekta chalom levarim, the same thing as you have until amud hashachar. But you remember Rashi said in the Mishnah that even though the Mishnah refers to this hekta chalom levarim, however, in fact, there is no din of the harkich odem in aveira, and the chacham allowed the kohanim to continue to be makdir the chalom mevarim until the morning, until the amud hashachar. Okay, very good. But now the Gemara asks, v'ilu achilas psachim loiktani. Why does it say in the Mishnah also the din of achilas karban pesach? That what the karban pesach you can also eat min haTorah until amud hashachar, and that the rabbi said no, make sure not to eat it beyond chatzos. Which is the makar, by the way, that we try to be stringent, try to be careful not to eat the afikoman beyond chatzos, because the afikoman that we eat on Seder night is supposed to be keneged the korban achilas, the korban pesach, which you're not allowed to eat beyond chatzos. Oh, so don't eat the matzis of the afikoman also beyond chatzos. Okay, Freiti Mar, but why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah too? It should go and say the Kriya Shema you have to do until Amud HaShachar, but the rabbi said until Chatzoy, and the Hekta Cholom Veivorim until Amud HaShachar, V'chol HaNech Cholom L'yoyim Echad Mitzvot HaShi'al Amud HaShachar, and the Achilas Korm Pesach HaShi'al Amud HaShachar. One second, isn't the Achilas Psachim also included in the Kol HaNech Cholom L'yoyim Echad? Kol HaNech Cholom L'yoyim Echad is also referring to a whole bunch of karbonis, like Rashi pointed out, because after all, there's only one carbon that you eat at Shneyom V'layla Echad, and that's the carbon Shlomim. But otherwise, everything else you also eat L'yoyim Echad.
L'yoyim Echad is the Pesach different, it's
a night. Reb Simcha Zotai Givaldi Givart. That the Gemara assumes that the words of the Mishnah called the Chol Yom Echad cannot include the Karm Pesach, because Karm Pesach is never eaten Yom during the day. Karm Pesach is only eaten at night, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that although you go and shech the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach during the day, but you're not allowed to eat it until at night. So you cannot go and say Kol HaNecholim L'yom Echad. You would have to go and say Kol HaNecholim L'layla. Because every other carbon, when you bring, for instance, your carbon chatas, your carbon toida, all the carbonas that you're eating, which only have a din of yoim, but they have a din of yoim v'layla. So you can start eating it 12 midday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and continue eating it at night. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. In the cholam liyom echad, that you can eat it for a full day, so to speak, that you can start off during the day, finish it off at night until amud hashachar. But now we have the special korban pesach, which doesn't fit as a subset of that category because you can only eat it at night. So let it say in the Mishnah, you can also eat it until amud hashachar. And the chacham said, kedei laharchik odom and aveira, say it only eat it until chatzos. So Timur, achilas psachim lektoni, it doesn't say achilas psachim. Frank Timur, and then I'll ask you a kasha. Kriyishma arvis, oh, our case, Kriyishma. Vihalu belele psachim. Vachilas pesach, mitzvosan achiyala omer ashachar. Oh, so I see very clearly in this price, that achilas korban pesach is until amur ashachar. So why isn't this enumerated in our Mishnah yet another case of something until amur ashachar? You could also ask, why doesn't the Gemara ask about the halal belele psachim, that this price it says goes until amur ashachar? Why does it say that in our Mishnah? So the Tzlach answers, because the halal psachim is really just an adjunct to the achilas korban pesach. In other words, it's not a separate mitzvah on its own, but it's part of showing to Kodesh Baruch Hu that we are meshaveach and we thank him for this chag ha-geula. We go bring the korban pesach to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we go and say halal to thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a package deal, so to speak. So therefore, the Gemara really is asking on both. And again, why didn't it say the din of achilas psachim in our Mishnah until amud hashachar? Every morning, Rabbi Yosef Leikash. It's not shver. It's really a machloikis. Rabbi Blazer ben Azaria, Rabbi Bakiva, the sanya. And we're going to see from this brisa that in fact there is a machloikis. What is the din min ha-toira when it comes to achilas psachim? Is it until amud hashachar, or is it only until chatzos min ha-toira? What is it based on? As we'll see, it's based on Psukim, the sign it says in the Brisa. The Achu es Abosar Balayla Hazeh, eat the Korban Pesach that night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Oimer, Nemer Kan Balayla Hazeh. And this passage we just said, Achu es Abosar Balayla Hazeh. Venemel Halon Vivat Be'etz Yitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. Now that passage, Vivat Be'etz Yitzrayim Balayla Hazeh, is talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and hit all of the Bechayrim. Like the pasuk continues on, for those of you that have the Oiz Beis in the Torah Ora showing, V'yavarti b'eretz Yitzrayim b'alayla zeh, v'ikezi kol b'chor b'eretz Yitzrayim, mi'odav yad behem, v'chol aleim Yitzrayim, etc. That happened at b'chatzoyis. Right? We had the Gemara a couple of days ago, chachatzoyis halayla ni oizim soich b'tzoyim, u'meiz kol b'chor b'eretz Yitzrayim. So therefore this pasuk b'alayla zeh is talking about chatzoyis time. So Malalon, just like by the killing of the Bechoyrois, that happened until Chatzois. Afkan here too, when it says V'achlo Basu B'layla Hazeh, I learned B'layla Hazeh, B'layla Hazeh, Gzei Reshav, it means until Chatzois. Zeh fine until Chatzois. Omli Rebbe Kiva, V'likvarnem V'chipozoin. What does it say V'chipozoin? It says in Pasuk number Gimel, V'chacha Toichu Oisai, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us instructions. How do you go and eat your korban pesach? Mastechem chagurim na lechem raglechem akelchem yevchem vechaltem oisei bechi pozoin pesach ulashem. Go and eat it bechi pozoin. Now, when was this man chi pozoin? It doesn't say. However, says Gemara Achas Chipozin, until the time of Chipozin. Now the Gemara assumes that Chipozin means until the morning. Why does the Gemara assume it means Chipozin? Because Chipozin means when you have to hurry up and exit. That's your exit strategy from Mitzrayim. You have to hurry up and you're going to have to run. When do they actually run and leave Mitzrayim? Only in the morning. Like we'll see in the Gemara shortly, Mimachras Pesach, Yotze Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Only Mimachras, meaning in the morning, after the next day, that's when they actually left Mitzrayim. So that being the case, Zokter Rebbe Kiva, you can go and eat it B'chipazah, Chas Chipazah, which means until Amud HaShachar. So before we continue on, that's the Teretz of the Gemara's Kasha. The reason why our Mishnah left out Achilas Korban Pesach until Amud HaShachar is because our Mishnah goes in accordance with Reb Elazar ben Azaria. Reb Elazar ben Azaria says you can only eat until Chatzos min HaTorah. This is not Midrabban. Min HaTorah, you can only eat until Chatzos because of the Gzeira Shava, B'layla Zeh, B'layla Zeh. That it says in that Braisa that you can go and say you can eat Achilas Pesach until Amud HaShachar, that's in accordance with Rabbi Kiva that said until Shas Chipazon until the morning. What does he do now with the words Balayla Zeh, Balayla Zeh? He cannot, it's not a din of only eating it Balayla Zeh until 12 o'clock. You can go and eat it the whole night until Amud HaShachar. Says Yimaltai, Yochli Hein Mecha, Kekodishim Bayoim. I would think it's like any other Kodishim that you can go and eat during the day. Dachilis Karm Pesach, all to start during the day. Remember, we had the three Kitois that brought the Karm Pesach. The first one started roughly 1:30 in the afternoon. So as soon as it was finished, maybe let's cook it, let's start eating, let's get an early start in eating the Karm Pesach. That's why it's got a Hamaloyim Balayla, Balaylu Nechal, Baloy Bayoim. The Gemara doesn't address yet the question of Balayla Hazeh, which we're going to address in a moment. But we need the Balayla to go and tell you that you have to, the starting time, not the ending time, the starting time is at night and not during the day. Rabbi Kiva, you left out one word. You said we talk and need Balayla. I agree we need Balayla to tell you the starting time. But the Gzeira Shava of Rabbi Lozman and Azari was Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Hazeh. That just like here it says by the Makkas Bechodes Balayla Zeh Vavad Vensusay Balayla Zeh means 12 o'clock. Here too, Vachas Bosh Balayla Zeh means until 12 o'clock. El Rabbi Kiva, Hai Hazeh My Ovid Lei. Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with that Hazeh? He doesn't need the Gzeira Shava. He holds you can go and eat until Amud Hashachar. Everyone the Mutei Layla Acher Hudi Asa. It comes to exclude the second night. In other words, for us in Chutzlar, it's the second night of Yontif. It's sort of course, it's already Cholamay. What would I have thought? I might have thought that just like Shlomo's Kachim Kalam, the classic Kachim Kalam that you can eat, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, so I would think that maybe Karim Pesach you can also eat, not Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, but Shnei Leilos V'Yoyim Echad, that Ma Shlom Nechol Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, 2 days and one night. What means 2 days and one night? That you go and eat it the day that you bring the carbon. You can eat it that night, and then you can eat it the entire next day until the following evening. 2 days and one night. Af Pesach is Ulta Nechal Shnei Leilos B'Mokim Beis Yomim. You can eat it 2 nights instead of 2 days. V'Hein Nechal L'Beis Leilos V'Yoyim Echad. That the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like that you can start eating it from Pesach night, the whole next day, and the whole next night. However, Rashi tells us that the Gemara is lav dafka. The Gemara really means to say you should only be able to eat it 2 nights, and we leave out the middle day. If you go in Rashi about 5 or 6 lines higher than we are, so the Heinechal, you see where it's nicely in bold, the Heinechal b'shnei, No, we don't really mean to eat it during the day. That this will be an interim time where it does not become possible, because of waiting during the day. But I would think you'd be able to eat it 2 nights. So, okay, not during the day, fine. But you'd be able to eat it 2 nights. So I might have thought. Oh, so I need the hazeh, not to say the gzeirah shavah, but to go and tell you, only eat it 1 night and not 2 nights. From Lozman Azaria, I don't need your drasha for that. The Torah tells us the Gabbat the Korban Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, don't leave it over until the morning. Because I'm going to have to go and burn it.
That could mean the second night.
Does that sound like familiar? Yeah, you don't have to be sorry. I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem, that you're being mechaven to the Gemara to kashus and terutzos. Everything is fine. Had it not been for this drasha of Balayla Hazeh, only first night and not second night, even though it says, I would say that means don't leave it for the second boiker. In other words, you could eat it the first night. You can eat it the second night. Make sure don't leave it over until the second day in the morning. Maybe that's pshat. That's why I say Balayla Hazeh. Only 1 night and not the second night. If the Torah doesn't say which boiker referring to, it should be obvious that boiker means the first morning. Yeah, maybe boiker means 3 weeks later, until the morning. Just make sure don't leave until the morning. 1 morning and a month later. Now, Vavda means the first morning. So therefore, it would be unlikely that would be the pshat. So bottom line is we have machloikas exactly how to tight the psukim, but we see that bottom line is that there's a fundamental machloikas min ha-Torah. Can you go and eat the Karban Pesach beyond Chatzos or not? One Mandiyama says only until Chatzos, the other Mandiyama says until Amud Hashachar. For us it wouldn't make a difference, assuming that the din of Kedei Laharchik or Adam and Aveda applies all to the Karban Pesach. So bottom line is you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos, either Minat Torah or Midravan. But we'd have the same situation like Rambam Gamliel, that if a person could not, did not eat it prior to Chatzos, if you hold it, you're not eating until Amudah Shachar. No! Eat until Amudah Shachar. It's better than nothing, even though you are not Mekayim the Din Drabban, at least you're Mekayim the Din Min HaTayim. So to you more. Yes, you want to rip some
here?
What's different?
Because one, the Manam hold that from the Hayla Zel, Hazem is Chatzos, he holds Me'ikah the dinner, it's Chatzos.
What you're saying is not 100% correct. It's 1,000% correct. That according to one Mandi Yomar, only until Chatzos. We're going to have more Mandi Yomar too. So just focusing on the names will not necessarily help you. It might only confuse you. One Mandi Yomar says only until Chatzos min HaTorah. And therefore, if it's beyond Chatzos, you have missed the mitzvah, and it's unfortunate, you're going to have to wait until next year. You're absolutely right. But even according to the other Mandi Yomar, Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're allowed to go and eat it until Amud HaShachar, but assuming that the Chacham said don't eat it beyond Chatzos, so l'chatchila, there's no difference in halacha, you got to eat it until Chatzos, either min haTorah or midrabban. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, since you are allowed to eat it min haTorah until Amud HaShachar, if you missed the Chatzos, at least eat it now, you're not being Mekayim the Drabban, at least you're Mekayim the Diraisa. Yes, Reb Simcha, are you in a
Seder night?
Seder night, not tonight. Tonight don't eat the Korban Pesach, only on Seder night.
So Seder night.
One second, one person at a time.
Bizman is there. So, Simcha, do you go beyond Chatzos when you eat the Afrikoman, or do you eat it,
What do you do?
Personal, what do?
Yes, what do you do first?
Then we try to eat beyond Chatzos.
Oh, beautiful. See, so he's in Erechid, he tries to do it in Chatzos, so that's a really nice thing to do. Yes, two more questions
only
inside.
Black Yishma come home, Chatzos, that's on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We do that, right?
Yes, yes. And the Blessed Manasiah holds only until Chatzos, when I try it. Yes.
What is it?
Oh, Krishma, okay, good.
And he holds basically Chachamim, but he's not worried about the safety block, you know.
Okay.
But here, it's a different story.
Yeah. Why is it totally different story?
He holds Midaraisa. You have to finish
my Chatzos. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. I'll repeat it again. You're not 100%. You're 1,000% correct. In fact, since it's two times ready, it's 2,000% correct. We're only talking about according to the other Mandi Yomar. Other Mandi Yomar means not the one that you've been referring to, not the one that's 2,000%. The other Mandi Yomar. He holds you won't say it, and you can eat until the morning. Presumably, he would hold this thing of Kriya Haki, but not according to Blas Manazariah. Blas Manazariah may not tell you to Chatzos, like Reb Simcha has told us and has informed us correctly. And now we continue on. The two that we just had, the machloikis between Blas Manazariah and Rabbi Akiva, we're going to have a similar machloikis. The sign it says in the Brayis Hazeh, Shom tizbach es haPesach bo'orev kivoy haShemesh moyid tzeischa miMitzray. What's bothering the Gemara is that this pasuk is loading on three separate zmanim. What are the three separate zmanim? Number one is tizbach haPesach bo'orev. The Gemara is assuming that the word orev means not like we say at night, evening, Erev, but like we say Erev Shabbos or Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Tov, meaning in the afternoon. During the day, but in the afternoon, after 12 o'clock, after 12:30, that's the Taitcha word Barth. And then it says Kavoy HaShemesh. Kavoy HaShemesh means when it's nightfall. In other words, say Sakechav. And then it says Moyed Tzeischa Mitzrayim, the time that you left Mitzrayim, which was in the morning. So it says over here, go and be busy with your Korban Pesach in the afternoon, at night, and in the morning. So make up your mind. When am I supposed to do it? So now we have again a machloikis now between Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua. Reb Lezer oyim be'erev ata zivayach. These are three separate zmanim because they're three separate things that you got to do. Be'erev ata zivayach, you do the shechita be'erev in the afternoon. That's number one. Ukevoy hashemesh ata oich. Don't eat it during the day. After nightfall, you can start eating your Korban Pesach. That's great. And in the morning, that's when you have to go and burn the Korban Pesach, whatever nosar is left over. Rashi points out, parenthetically, don't do it Yom Tov in the morning, you have to go and postpone it until after Yom Tov. I'm sorry?
Two bokers.
And the reason is because you're not supposed to go and burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. Fine, but that's really not essential to the Imar. The point is that we have the three separate Zmanim. One is Erev Yom Tov, one is night, and one is the next morning. Now notice it doesn't say in Reb Lezer's Halacha how late you can eat it. He just says, The starting point is Kavoya Shemesh at Oichel, you can start eating it at night. It would appear to us that you could probably eat it until the next morning, because only in the morning is a din of Sreif. I point this out because we'll see now Rabbi Yeshua, who seems to be word for word the same as Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Be'erev Ata Zedeach, yeah, Erev Yont, if you do the Yerushchita, Kibay Shemesh Ata Oichel, you start eating it at night after Tzitz Chachavim, but now Rabbi Yeshua adds a few words that we didn't have until now. How late can you eat it? I know that you start eating from Kibbutz Shemesh, but how late? And at that point, since you can no longer eat it, then you'll have the din of the Sreif. Okay, so now, how are we going to understand these two? So Rashi already points out that the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, how late can you eat the Karm Pesach at night? Or Rabbi Lezer agrees, or let's say both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, that the starting point of eating is after night falls, meaning Kavoy HaShemesh after Tzeis HaChavim. The question is, how late can you continue eating it? Since Rabbi Yeshua is directly on point and says you can go and eat it until the next morning at Moed Tzeis HaMitzrayim, and Rabbi Lezer is silent, and we're saying that there's a machlokes, because there's no machlokes, you should say Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Oimrim, is a machlokes. So we have to say that Rabbi Lezer, who doesn't address it, but he holds that you can only eat it until Chatzos. You cannot eat it beyond Chatzos. What do you do from Chatzos until the morning? You'll take your Karm Pesach, you'll put it in the refrigerator, put it in a separate place, and nobody should eat it, and then in the morning you'll take it out for burning. So Barry will say, not this first morning, the second morning. But the point is that you cannot eat it beyond Chatzos. Ah, so the same machlokes we had with Lozman and Azariah and the Rabbanan, how late can you eat the Karban Pesach, is the same machlokes as Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Lezer said you can only eat it until Chatzos, and Rabbi Yeshua says you can eat it until the morning. And now Rabbi Abba comes to explain the details of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Abba. Hakol moedin kishenikolu Yisrael Mitzrayim lenikolu ela ba'erev. Everybody agrees that when Klal Yisrael was freed from Mitzrayim, lenikolu ela ba'erev shenema hoytiach Hashem lekim miMitzrayim loyla. Now, what does that mean? Kishenikolu Yisrael Mitzrayim. It means when the Egyptians said, "Get out of here. We don't want you to stay any longer because we're afraid that we're all going to die." When did this happen? Shortly after Chatzos, when they realized that there were massive numbers of people that died instantaneously as a result of the Makas Bechoris, they said, "Get out." And that's why it's called Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. That happened at night. Ukshiyotze, when did they physically leave Mitzrayim? Liyotze Liyot. They only left the next morning. Shinemitz in the Pasi, Mid Machras Pesach Yotze Mnei Yisrael Biyad Rama. Mid Machras means Machar, the next day, the next morning. So what's the machlokes? Amanechliku al shas chiposin. Since we said in the pasuk earlier that you can only eat the Karm Pesach, v'chaltem oise bechiposin Pesach u'lashem. So what is the chiposin? Chiposin is when the Mitzrayim said to the Jews, "Get out," or is it when a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, "We're leaving"? Rav Lozman is Ari Yisovar, my chiposin, chiposin, the Mitzrayim. That's when the Mitzrayim said, "Get out." When did that happen? Chatzos time. That's why Balayla Zeh, Balayla Zeh, Chipozon, until Chatzos. Give us over, my Chipozon, Chipozon, the Yisrael. When the Klal Yisrael actually left, and they left in the morning. So that's the Zman HaGeula, that's when they left, that's a Chipozon. You can go and eat it until the morning. Tanya Bihochi, Takarai from Abraisa, says in the Pasuk, Yitzhiach HaShem Lekech Mitzrayim, Loyla, they left at night. When did they leave? That the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, told them, "Leave at night." But the actual leaving took place in the morning. So therefore, that's the base of the machlokes, and how you understand the word bechipazayin, that you can eat the Karm Pesach until chipazayin. According to one man the Amar until 12. According to the other man the Amar until the morning Amud Hashachar.
Well, this Ben Zarya said the connection. So and also the Rav is coming after machlokes of Rabbi Lezer. Ben Hurkanus and Rabbi Yeshua.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like he's addressing an early earlier machlokas and he's not addressing it on point.
You remember about 10 minutes ago I said we shouldn't get bogged down in the names of the Man D'Yomrim because we're going to have other Tanaim as well.
Okay.
It was for that reason.
Okay.
The point is, you are absolutely correct that they were basing it on different drushes, but the key to understanding the Gemara is that now we have two against two. It's Reb Lezer ben Azariah together with Reb Lezer on one side of the equation, both of whom held that you do until Chatzos, and the other Man D'Yomrim, meaning Reb Akiva and Reb Yeshua, that both held that you can do it until Amud HaShachar, you can continue eating the carbon pesa. But Kuli Amamoyda, you don't burn the Noiser, if anything is left, until the Boiker, and Rashi points out again, not the first Boiker, but you wait until Cholamoy, because you don't go and burn Kodshim at night.
But you could leave Mitzrayim on Yom Tov.
They had no choice, they had to leave. The Mitzrayim were... Paray and his Rechev, the Poroshim, were chasing them out, and Chas Hashem would kill them if they don't leave, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, well, we're going to leave when we got to leave in the morning. What did you want to ask, Jake?
The Gemara said before in the Dalet that the reason Kedei Lahardik is that people shouldn't make Krishna, so people shouldn't come home and go, they'll say, I'll take a nap, and then they're going to miss
from exactly right.
So what's the reason here, Kedei Lahardik? People are not going to sleep, they're eating the carbon Pesach. They're going to, or I mean, that's by...
assuming that assuming Hekel Chalom and Hayitzom with Karm Pesach.
By both. I mean, what would the reason be Kedei Laharchik by...
Okay, so Hekel Chalom and Hayitzom, Rashi pointed out in the Mishnah that there is no din of Laharchik there, even though the Mishnah enumerated it just meant to say there are other mitzvahs out there that haven't told Mura Shachav. In fact, Hekel Chalom and Hayitzom, there is no din of until Chatzos according to Rashi. The Rambam holds that there is Kedei Laharchik on the Menaveira until 12, but Rashi said the Feders, no. You want to look back at the Rashi and the Feders and the Alan? You remember it?
Yes.
Okay, so then we don't need to focus on it. Bottom line is, said Rashi, that din of Harchik on the Meveda does not apply to Hekel and Mevar. What's the reason why not? So we told there were two reasons. What were the two reasons?
Kohen's reason.
No, but that was the second reason, Kohen's reason. Hey, but that is not a complete answer because the Gabi Achilles Karbonis that the Kehanim eat, which is the Karchatas, the Hashem, they also have a din of you can eat until the Mura Shachar, and about it, it says in the Mishnah, even the Kehanim should only eat it until Chatzos. Why? Kehanim's reasoning! So that's not a complete answer. On that question, the Tzlach says that Loi Pluk, we didn't want to go and distinguish between these eating Kachem, those eating Kachem, we say, you know, across the board, don't eat Kachem beyond 12 o'clock. That was as far as that is concerned. As far as your next question is about the... what was this last other answer? The other answer was because the other two, meaning the din of Kriyashma and the din of eating Kodshim, are fundamentally different than the din of Hekta Chalom Veivarim, that those are very, very chomor. How they chomor? When you're talking about Kriyashma, you're talking about Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. This is not just a regular mitzvah. This is going and declaring your faith in Amunah Kadosh Baruch Hu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's considered to be a chomor ma'ot. As well as the din of eating kodshim. If you don't finish the kodshim by the right time, by Amunah Shachar, and then you continue eating it, then you're over on a din of kares. It's noiser, and a person eats noiser, it's a din of kares. If the Kahanim brought the Hekta Chalom Mevorim after the morning, okay, unfortunately they did that, but they're not over on any dinim that involve kares, and it's not that heavy duty Kabbalah Sol Machashmai. And now getting back to the din of Chilas Psachim, what is your question about that? Our Mishnah did not say it. We're assuming for purposes of our limud that the din of Kedei Laharchik Mevorim would also apply to the din of eating the Korban Pesach. So you're saying, but the Korban Pesach, you don't have to worry about people delaying. I know that 99% of the people, when it comes before Afikoyman time, they say, quickly eat the Afikoyman because it's soon going to be beyond this month. So you see that, in fact, this is an issue today. Well, I can't say for everybody. I can just tell you that all the Siddurim where I typically go to, everybody, especially all the kids, ask 1,001 questions. So we encourage them to eat 1,000, to ask 1,001 questions. So usually it's like, oh, everybody says it's already 10 to 12, let's go quickly, rationale, you got to eat it, etc., etc. So you see that you do have to machik on the Menaveira, otherwise they're going to keep on going for a long, long period of time. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, three lines to the bottom, Dabin of Yozne Ho'am. So this is a very, very famous Gemara. Rashi brings in the Chumash that what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Klal Yisrael? We're about to leave. Tabre no biyozni am v'yishalu ishmi esri eyu v'isham esri usa kli chesu v'chleiza. Go and ask all of your local Mitzriim, please give us or lend us all of your gold kalim and your silver kalim. So now the word no, as you know, typically means please or pretty please. So why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu have to say to Klal Yisrael, go and ask, I ask you please for a favor, do me a favor, please, please go and ask all of your friends for Klal Yisrael. That's normally you don't have to ask any grace or favors. Oh, I'm delighted to go and take out the Klal Zov and the Klal Chesif. I'm the Reb Yana, Eino Elosha Makosha. I'm the Kadosh Baruch Hu L'moyshe B'makosha M'chaych Beit HaChatoiva Leich V'mor L'hem Yisrael, go and tell Klal Yisrael B'makosha Mikem Shoalu Mitzrayim Klal Chesif Klal Zov. Go and borrow. Why am I asking Bakasha? Shloyim or Oisa Tadi. Avraham Avinu should not say. Va'avon Avinu Oisa Kiem Behem. Va'achin Yotzim Rechush Gadol Loi Kiem Behem. That the Avon Avinu Oisa he was Mekayim, but he didn't go. He was not Mekayim. The Yetzim Rechush Gadol. And therefore, I ask you, please, 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 go and ask for them the Kli Chesed and the Kli Zov. The Gemara on the surface is peladic, because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael, I want you to go and ask for those Klei Chesed, Klei Zov. Otherwise, Avraham Avinu is going to have a tain on me that I said a lie, so to speak. That I said I'm going to give them the Avod Avinu Oisam. And I also said, the Rechush Gadol. And I wasn't Mekayim. Is it only because Avraham Avinu is going to have a taina? Let's say Avraham Avinu is going to be quiet. He's going to say, I'm not going to ask any questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'achin Yetzim Rechush Gadol. So it's obvious that somehow they have to go out Rechush Gadol, so they had to ask for the Klei Chesed or Klei Zov. So the two terutzim that I saw, one terut, I think it's the Tzlach, that gives the pshat, is because we know just a week later they got Bizas Mitzrayim, which was huge, the Bizas Mitzrayim, and that was even greater than the amount of the Klei Chesed and Klei Zov that they took out of Mitzrayim. There was the Bizas Yamsuf. So that being the case, Kadosh Baruch Hu could say, you know what, I'm not worried about Avraham Avinu's tainus, because Mirchem, in a week from now, Achichein Yetzir Berchush Gadol, they're going to go out Berchush Gadol. The Bizas Yamsev, it's going to be tremendous, it's going to be huge. I'm just afraid that Avraham Avinu, from the moment that they leave Mitzrayim until the Kriyas Yamsev, Avraham's going to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right. You promised. What's going on? So today, not to have that problem, even for that 1 week that Avraham Avinu is going to be noivis, concerned, that's the reason why we go, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take out already now, he shouldn't have a time. There's another answer that's given, and that is because when it comes to the din of Rechush Gadol, L'choyre, one could say that that's not referring to Mominus, it's not referring to materiality, it's referring to spirituality. That until now you were enslaved, and now you get this Rechush Gadol, I'm going to give you the Heidege Torah with the Tariag Mitzvahs, and that's the Rechush, that you're going to have all of this great spirit, this great Rochnius. Maybe that's the Pshat. Said Avram, said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm afraid that Avram Avinu was going to go and say, when it came to Avram Avinu Oysam, that was literally, that unfortunately they were Nebuch in bondage, and Nebuch they suffered, and Avodas Parach, and all the rest. So don't tell me Rechush Gadol, that means they're going to get the Torah. Rechush Gadol also has got to be physical, just like the Avram Avinu Oysam. Otherwise, if Rechush Gadol is the spiritual, say Avram Avinu Oysam, the Nebuch, that they weren't able to learn Torah there, that they were forced to go and read the books about Avodah Zarah or something like that. But if Avon Avinu Oysam is Takim Akuyim, means in the literal physical sense, then Rechush Gadol also has to be the physical literal sense. Amrulai. So Klal Yisrael said back to Moshe and said back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ulevai Shenetzi Ba'atzmeinu, I'm not looking for any treasures, we just want to get out of here. We have been suffering now for 190, 210, 400 years, all your cheshbonos. We've been suffering, we want to get out. Please let us out. Marshal Odom show you Chomish Beis Asurim. A person is never suffering in jail. But your Oymim Loim, they told him, Bnei Odom told him, Maitzin Oyschel Amachar, Mi Beis Asurim. I have good news for you. Tomorrow you're going to leave the jail. Vnoyschel Chomom and Harbin, we're going to give you a check at the same time for $1 million. Oymim Lehem, and he says to them, I'm moichel $1 million, but v'koshem yikem oitzini hayom, I want to get out now, benim v'akish klum, I don't need any money. Right. I want to get out now. Same thing over here, Klal Yisrael said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, said to Moshe Beinu, we want to get out now, forget about Rechush Gadol. That's why I had to say, Daben no, ich beitach, please do me one last favor before you leave, ask for the Rechush Gadol, ask for the Klei Chesed and the Klei Zov. And then it says in the Pasuk, Vayash ilum, that in fact the Mitzrayim lent them all of those kelim. I see that it was Bal Korcham. Now where do I see the word Bal Korcham? The Marsha says it could have said Vayishalu instead of Yishalum. The extra mem gives you that sense that it was Bal Korchach. Now the question is, Bal Korchach means against the will of whom? Ikadiyami Bal Korchach di Mitzrayim, against the will of Mitzrayim, they didn't want to give it. The Ikadiyami Bal Korchach di Israel, that the Israel didn't want to accept it. Mandiyami Bal Korchach di Mitzrayim, the Chassidus says the Pasuk, Unavas Bayis, the Chalek Sholo. Unavas Bayis, he is referring to the homeowners, they gave out Sholo the booty. Booty, by definition, is something that is typically against the will of the owner, right? When you have a war and the winning side gets the booty, it's obviously against the interest and against the desires of the losing party. So therefore, Shaul tells you it was against the will of the Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael said, we have to run out with just the shirts on our backs. We have to start carrying around all these big shopping bags full of the Klei Chesed, Klei Zav. It's going to be hard to run. So Moichel, leave it all here. So that's the Bal Korchem Disra. And then it says, Vayinatzlu Etz Mitzrayim. Vayinatzlu has that sense of emptying out Mitzrayim. And now the Gemara uses two Misholem to explain the emptying out. Omrib Ami Malamich Asua Ki Mitzuda She'ein Bo Dogan. And Mitzuda is a trap. And the purpose of that trap is to go and catch, for instance, either animals or oifois or birds. And to be able to attract them, you go and put in some bird feed. And the bird feed in this case is dogon, is grain. So you put the grain inside the traps to be able to go and trap the birds that are going to want to eat the dogon. Says Rabami, Vayinatzlu means that they emptied out Mitzrayim so much that even the traps didn't have any dogon left because everything was emptied out from top to bottom. The word mitzula, of course, is a little bit easier. Country Shlokish, it relates to the word vayinatzlu mitzula. Mitzula means the depth of the ocean, she'ein bo dogon, where there are no fish. Fish typically go and swim at the top of the water. They don't swim all the way on the bottom of the water, presumably because of the water pressure. And so therefore, that mitzula is empty. You don't find dogim all the way at the bottom of the ocean. Ah, that's what it means. The Gans of Mitzrayim, the Gans of Mitzrayim was emptied out, like the depths of the sea are emptied out from fish. And then the pasuk says, Eke Asher Eke, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, go and tell Klal Yisrael, Eke Shlachani Aleichem, what's the Lashon pasuk Hei, V'yem Elakim El Moshe, Eke Asher Eke, V'yem Ekoisem Elam Yisrael, Ekesh lachani alechem. Zokti gimbarom lekadosh baruch hu lemoishe lechem on lem Yisrael. What is this double lashon of ekesh reke? Ani hayisi imachem b'shimud zeh. I was together with you. Shchinta b'galusa. I was together with you here in Mitzrayim, and I'm freeing you. Bani ayim imachem b'shimud malchias. And future generations, when we're going to live under the oppressive regimes of various governments, I'm going to be with you at that time too. You have nothing to worry about. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, you'll reassure them in future years when the time comes. At this time, we only need reassurance of today, that we're getting out today. Don't tell me about what's going to happen 1,000, 2,000 years from now. You know what, Moshe Rabbeinu, I accept that. That the Rabbi Yishlom is sending you out now. We'll talk about future generations at a future time. Now, since we have this double Eke Asher Eke, the Gemara now quotes a pasuk which we learned about just a few days ago in the Gemara. This is a pasuk at the times of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi was bringing his carbon on Har HaKarmel. Right before he brought his carbon, the Nevi HaBaal were tested. Eliyahu HaNavi said, let's go and show who's the right God and who's the right people that are serving. So they had the Ovdei HaBaal, and Eliyahu HaNavi gave them, go and bring this carbon, show some sign from heaven. And they did it. They did a whole war dance, and they were mispalim, and kizuktim, and ketinim, and ketanstim, and kishrigim. They did everything they needed to do, but nothing happened. After they were finished, the Yonavi said, okay, now I'm going to go and show you. Aneni Hashem, Aneni Hashem, go and answer me, and show that you are the real God. And Hashem Yisborach sent down immediately, lightning speed, fire from heaven, which consumed the entire carbon in 1 second. Now the question is, what's this double lashon aneni aneni? Eliyahu HaNavi was concerned that the fake news reporters are going to come and say that this whole thing was done by sorcery. Ah, there's no God, this whole thing is baloney, the Baal is the real God. And the reason why Eliyahu HaNavi was so successful was he did it with kishif, with black magic. So aneni Hashem, aneni, amr b'vot, Lama Amar Aliyah, and any based upon why do you say it twice? Lama Shem Aliyah, and Nekurish Baruch, Rabbani Shalom, and any Shatir Eish, when the Shemayim Vetoich and Kalai Shalom is bad. Do me a favor, first thing is, send down the flames from heaven to go and consume the carp. Vaneini Shatasiach Datam, Kidei Shalayoyim Rumasik Shavim. I want you to be able to go and change their thought process, that they shouldn't automatically jump to conclusions and say, the whole thing is just sorcery. It's Kishuv Shanem, like it says, Takalait in the Pasik, Vyata Hasi Boisit Liba. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, were able to go and change their hearts around backwards so that they shouldn't automatically jump to the conclusion, the whole thing is just fake news. Kamash Malon, that was a double aneni to go and say, this is a real McCoy, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu that sent the fire down from heaven. Zog the Mishnah. We've spoken at length about Na'imah Saikoin as Shema B'Arvin. Now, from what time can you go and say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? We touched on it at the beginning of today's blot, really the end of yesterday's blot, and that was before Netz, after Netz, before Amud HaShachar, after Netz HaChama, after Amud HaShachar. We're going to talk about this at greater length at this time. Zok the Mishnah. Mishiyakir bein Tcheles Lovin. When you're able to go and see the difference between Tcheles, Tcheles people say is blue, or aquamarine, not a full blue, purplish blue, whatever. We'll just say blue for convenience, the difference between blue and Lovin and white. In the morning, when you could see the difference between blue and white, then you know it's already morning. You could start saying Krishma. Rebbe Lezer Oimer bein Tcheles leKarsi. No, it's got to be a later time. The difference between blue and Karsi is leek, which is green. The difference between blue and green, that is already much more close in so much more subtle. Thank you. Much more subtle distinction. So presumably you can go and see Tcheles and Lovin, the difference between those, much earlier than the Tcheles to the Karsi. The Goyman, how late can you say Krishma? Ad Netzachama. That's the final time until Netzachama. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Ad Sholi Shois. No, you can go and say Krishma until 3 hours. Shekin Derech Malachim Lamed B'Sholi Shois. Because the Malachim all get up until the 3rd hour, and therefore it's the Zman of Uve Kumecha. Even though, presumably, our Mishnah suggests that most people get up by Netzachama, when the sun is shining outside, it comes into the windows, it comes into the room, you wake up and everybody's getting up with Kumecha. But since you're Malachim, they go until 3 hours, so to be sure, you still have over Kumecha time, some leeway until 3 hours. According to Mikan Ve'elach, if you landed after that, lo yifsid ki adam akari b'toyre, although you haven't been Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyishma, but it's not worse than saying Psukim in the Torah. Okay, at least you're fine. So you said Ashtikul Torah, even if you were not Mekai in the midst of Kriyishma. So in other words, don't think that it's totally lost. Don't bother. Say Kriyishma. At least you're Mekai in Ashtikul Limud HaTorah. Zok Dimar. We start off the Mishnah, Mishiyakim and Tcheles Le'lovin. Mai ben Tcheles Le'lovin. Ilein ben Gavava di Imra Chivra. Le Gavava di Imra di Tchelta Habalayla Nami Mediyadi. Are you talking about, for instance, the difference between a ball or yarn of white wool as opposed to a ball or yarn of blue wool? The difference between white wool and blue wool is such a strong contrast, even in the middle of the night you can often tell. If a person wakes up in the middle of the night, he has something white and he has something blue, he may not be able to tell you exactly what level of blue, what shade of blue, but it certainly looks darker than the white. So that doesn't sound right. Even Belailan Mediati. Element Chile Sheba Lelovan Sheba. What means Chile Sheba Lelovan Sheba? We have a Machloikis, Rashi, and the Tosis. If you look at the first Rashi after Gemara, that's about halfway down the Rashi's on the left hand margin. Bein Tcheles Sheba Lelovan Sheba. Gizas Tzemer Shetzava Tcheles. What happens if you took a piece of wool, you put it into the dye, into the pot to dye it blue. After you take it out an hour later, 3 hours later, you go and see, hey, guess what? A lot of the dye did a great job, but there are little points and little spots here on the top and on the bottom and on the side where it still remained whitish. It's not fully dyed. And then presumably you're going to put it back into the pot again to continue the dyeing, or you're going to sue somebody for doing a poor job. But anyway, bottom line is that's the distinction of our Mishnah, where it's mostly blue, but there are little spots here and there that you would not be able to see easily during the night, but in the morning you can see, oh, Taka here is much lighter than the rest. They didn't do a good job. That is Rashi. Toisus, however, asks a couple of kashas on it, and Toisus says at the end, if you look at the top Toisus, go to the second of the narrow lines, Al Kain, now on to the third, Yesh Lafarish Ben Tchelis Sheba Betzitzis, Sheyekavua by Tchelis, the Gam Shnei Chutin Lovan, on the Tzitzis of yesteryear, and there are a lot of people that wear Tchelis today, so that you had two strands coming down of Tchelis, two strands of Lovan. V'oisim by Chulia shel Tchelis v'Chulia shel Lovan. Chulia means to go and do the wrappings around, that they take one string and they wrap it around the other strings. And says Toisus, if they wrapped around with both of them, so the whole thing becomes very, very nice, very, very pretty, white and blue together, but it becomes more difficult to be able to distinguish between one and the other, since they're so interwoven or interspun or whatever, and therefore that's what the Gemara means to say, that it's difficult to see that at night, but in the morning you can differentiate between one color and the other. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer Mishiakir Ben Ze'ev LeKelev. You know when it's morning if you can go and tell the difference between a wolf and a dog. You better know the difference, but you cannot tell that at night. You can only see it in the morning when you can make out the facial features. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Ben Chamor LeAroid. Between a regular donkey and a roid is a wild donkey. Presumably they both look fairly similar. However, in the morning you can tell the difference. When you see a chaver of yours 4 amos away and you recognize him. During the night you wouldn't be able to recognize him, but in the morning you can recognize him 4 amos away. That's the zman that we call today mishiyakir, when you're able to go and see the other person and recognize him. That's the time that you can go and start saying Krishna in the morning. However, Amar Abaye, Litfilin, Kachayrim. The Kriyishma Kibasikin. When it comes to Tefillin, that's an earlier Zman than the Kriyishma. The Tefillin, you can go and say Kachirim Mishiyakir. Mishiyakir, and you can already see, even today, the Maizmanim and those Luchais that have all the different Zmanim, you have the Mishiyakir Zman. That's the time that you can put in your talis and Tefillin. And then you have the later Zman, the Net Zman. The Kriyishma Kibasikin. Kibasikin means to go and daven Kriyishma right before Net. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Vasikin, Hayengoyman, Oisa, Im Hanetz. Which is what we do in our shul now the last couple of weeks, and for the next couple of weeks, that because this man is so late, we finish saying Krishma at the moment of Nesachama, and then at 7:19 and 35 seconds, or whatever it is, that's when we start Shema Nesrei, so you finish it until Nesachama. So what the Gemara is telling us is that even though we gave this man of the Chayrim, that you can start saying Krishma from the Yakir's man, so the Gemara, you really should go and wait until the Vasikin's man, meaning right before Nesachama, Lichat Chilam. Tanyam Yahoki, we talk of a right from a bright of a seeker, and you go, Moise, Imanetz, Hamakidesh, Yismach, Geula, Litvilla, Jishme, Masmech, one to the other, Venim to Mispal Beyoim, so that when you start off your Shaman Esra, that's going to start off Beyoim, Taka, the first moment of the day, starting from that. So you finish your Kriyishma right before that, and you start your Shaman Esra right after that.
Isn't that a major problem?
What's the major problem?
Why should we? Some call it till because it wants Nitzan is called Yoim. Before it's not Yoim.
That's right, you're not supposed to daven Shemin Esrei before. But Krisha Shel Chakras is dependent on the Vukumecha. So people are getting up before Netzachama, they say their Krishma, and then after that they say.
If the distinction is between Shofel and Vukumecha, right? Then you're running into major problems.
Why is it? What is the major problem? It's a very good question. So that's why our mission, our Gemara tells us it's not a subjective standard when you or I get up, and it's an objective standard. And what's the objective standard? The Tanakhama said, Ad Netzachama, because 90% of the people, 85% of the people get up by Netzachama, so that's the time of the Kumecha, say a Krishma by then. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit more leeway, an extension. We don't go after 85%, we go up to the 99% projectile. There presumably some people that sleep until 12 o'clock. In fact, I know people that sleep a whole day, but most of the people at least are up by 9 o'clock. So we'll give you the extra 3, the B'nai Malachim, so therefore they're not, these are not low, they may be low lives, but at least they have cheshivas in this world. And therefore, since they go and say for 3 hours, we give another 3 hours uva kumecha. Okay, so but that's, even though we call it Kriyishma Shel Shachris or Shel Yoim, it's really Kriyishma Shel Uva Kumecha, the time when people get up. So what Hagmor is telling us is, you can go and put on tefillin and you can put your talis already, you can get shiyakir, when you can go and see the Chaveiroi Arba Amais. But as far as saying Krishna, the ideal time is when people are getting up. When do people ideally get up? At the time right before Netz. That's the time to go and say it. Now that it's night, it's time of getting up. Now it's time for going saying Krishna. And the best thing is to go and say Tishman Esrei a minute later after Netz when it's full fledged day.
Yom Vatai.
Yom Vatai. Good.
I thought there was to say the Tefillah with Netz. It's not yet seven.
You start the Shemun Esrei at the moment of Netz. Correct.
But here it seems to say you say Shema with Netz.
I mean, it was meant to say Goyman Oisa. The Amr Yochanan, the Sikkun Hayu Goyman Oisa im Netzachama. They would finish off Kriya Shema at Netzachama to be able to start Shemun Esrei at Netzachama. Tanam Yochanan, the Sikkun Hayu Goyman Oisa im Netzachama. They would finish it by Netzachama, which means not just Al Kechem Emes, but also with the Birchois Kriya Shema, which go until Gaal Yisrael, and then at that moment of Netzachama, boom, we're going to start saying the Tefillah to Shemun Esrei. Yes, my Kula, the Tefillah, and into the Spal, but yeah. Om Rav Zeyna Maikra, what's the basis of this whole Smichas Kula Tefillah in the first place? It says, the Pasuk Yeruchim Shomesh, Lefne Yereach Doir Doirim. What is this Yeruchim Shomesh? So, says Rashi, look at Rashi about 15 lines, 12 lines from the bottom of the Rashis. Techsiv Yeruchim Shomesh, Mosai Mesiorim Mimcha, Kishmoiracha, Mekablim Aleim. When do people have awe of the Rabbi Yishalayim, when they accept upon them the Moira, the Kabbalah's oil Malchishmaim, then the Malchishmaim should come aleim, but Krishma, that's Im Shamish. Yerucha Im Shamish. Im Shamish Kalayma, Kisha Shemesh Yoitze, Haina Imma Netzachama. As the Shemesh comes out, that's the time that people should go and do the Kabbalah's Malchishmaim before, and start the Shemun Esrei right after that. So it's based on the Pasuk Yerushim Shamish. Back to my head of Yoisi ben Eliyakim Yishem Kila Kadisha of Yerushalayim. Kol Asimek Gula Tefillah Ein Nizik Kol Ayem Kula. A person who's careful be Masach Gula Tefillah, which is Baruch Hashem what we do on a daily basis. Right after God Yisrael, we saw Hashem Esrei. He will not have any affliction, any hezik. Amr Bzeira Eini. It's not true. How is not true? V'anos Amchiv Itziki. I was Masach Gula Tefillah and I had a hezik. Lady asked him, my Itzik is, in which respect did you have a hezek? He said, I didn't have a physical hezek, I had a monetary hezek. Damtayis Asalabi Malka. I was ordered to go and bring hadassim to the king. I had to go and buy it from my local florist. Those hadassim were fairly expensive. And in fact, especially if you're getting the triple aleph ones that have the chazanish and the briskarov and 12 other rabbanim saying that they're all absolutely kosher. So I had to go and buy those hadassim. It cost me a belt. I had to give it to the melech and I had a hezek. Zogti Yomara, you didn't have a hezek. You deserve to go and pay for that. It wasn't money thrown out in the garbage. It wasn't a hezek, but rather this was your admission fee to go and see the melech. And it is a big inyan in seeing the melech. The Amr Yochanan, the Oyel Mishtadel on the Lord across Malch Yisrael. A person should run to be able to go and see the covered melachim of the Malch Yisrael. Lekras Malch Yisrael Bavada, Lefila Lekras Malch Yakim. Even to go and see the glory and the majesty of the non-Jewish kings. Shem Yizke, if he will be Zoichem Yat Hashem, the Asid Lovai, the Oilam Haba, to see the Gedula of Klal Yisrael, then Yavchem bin Malchi Yisrael, the Malchi Yakim, he'll be able to go and say, oh, I remembered years ago I was there at the coronation of the king of whatever, and it was taken beautiful, and it was majestic, an 18-gun salute, and everybody was going down, a military parade, it's going to be go, shine. But to Malchi Yisrael, this is Gunish, that compared to that, that was nothing and nothing. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, it's true that you had to go and pay your admission fee to go and see the king, but that's fine. That's not a penalty. That's not a hezek. That's something that you should be doing to be able to see the glory and majesty in the future of the great Malach. When you go there, Sha'il ask, Bishlama d'Rabruna Achi, about my brother Abruna, find out how he is doing, and ask Mamad Kol Chabura. Go and ask in front of all the Talmidim. In other words, go into the yeshiva and ask, anybody know what the status is of my brother Rav Bruna? Why the Adam Gadulhu? Because he happens to be a great individual. The Sameach Mitzvah, and he is, has a tremendous simcha when he does his bar mitzvah. Zim Nechoda Samach Ulatfila. One time he was Masach Ulatfila. Like Pasik Chukami Pume Kula Yoima. The entire day he had a smile pasted on his face from ear to ear because of the fact that he was able to be Masach Ulatfila. It was such a simcha Gedela. That's the Adam Godly Samech Mitzvahs. Frank Dimara, you're telling me that we're Masmech one to the other. Is that true? Heki Masimach Masamach. And Dimara now repeats what we learned already a few days ago. So Dimara, how do you have Samech? Va'amar b'yoichanan. But Chilu Oimer, when you start off Shaman Esri, you say, Hashem Savosei Tifta Chafi Agatulasecha. But Psoifu Oimer, now this Psoifu we don't need for purposes of the Gemara. This is just the end of the member of Rabbi Yochanan, that when you finish off Shaman Esri, after Havarach Asami Sov Hashalai, you say, Yerotzen Imri Fi Begi Livanecha, etc. So the question is, isn't this a hefsik between being masmich geula letvila? You should go straight from Goal Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem. Why do you add the line of Hashem Sivasei Tiftach? Isn't this a hefsik? Amr v'loza tehei betfila shel arvis. Maybe this memra of Rabbi Yochanan was only spoken about at Marav time. Marav time. There you say Hashem Sivasei Tiftach. The Gemara at this point is assuming that the ikar of the Masmach Ula Tfilah is only in the morning, because that's when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Mimochras HaPesach Yotz B'nei Yisrael. So there is a big union of Masmach Ula Tfilah at night. Nishkefelech. And therefore that's when Rabbi Yochanan said Hashem Sivasei Tiftach. You don't have to worry about the hefsik between Geula and Tfilah. Frank Timora, from Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ezeu ben olam baba zeh same Geula shel arvis, the Tfilah shel arvis." So I bazoi, but we're saying Hashem Sivasei Tiftach. So that teretz doesn't work. Both in the morning and at night, we have the Hashem Sivasei Tiftach, and both times is a din of being masmach Geula letfilah. When Rabbi Yochanan said, "You say Hashem Sivasei Tiftach is only mincha time, not shachris time, not marav time, because at mincha time there is no Geula letfilah. We just say Ashrei and we go straight to Shemoneh Esrei. There's no Geula Goal Yisrael. So that's when you say Hashem Sivasei Tiftach." Rav Ashi Omer, no, afilatei makula. After all, our meaning is to say it all three times. You can say it all three times. Don't look upon this as being a hefsik. Look at this as being kind of an introduction to the tefillah that we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, before I begin, Hashem Sivasei Tiftach, open up my lips to be able to go and say davening properly. It's like as Ashtikul Yirotzoin. So therefore, that's not considered to be a hefsik. It's considered to be the very beginning to the Shemoneh Esrei. And I'll bring you Raya. If you're not going to say that, how are we masmach Geula Tefillah at night? We say this long bracha between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. We say Hashkiveinu. We of course say even in addition to that the next bracha. Remember we spoke about that. The Tosis asked that kasha. They did especially at the Kana for the shuls that were out in the Sodois. But Amalamaisa, we say that Hashkiveinu isn't that a big hefsik. Hashkiveinu ki Geula Richtadamia. Since the Chacham were mesaken to say Hashkiveinu, it's like a long, long geula. Now, why were they masak and daf kashki veinu? Maybe they should go and say, we should go and learn five blat the daf yomis in between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. Would that also be kibin the tekinu rabbanan keula avich nedamia? So we spoke about this when we learned that gemara earlier, and we repeated it in the name of one of the mafarshim that the reason why hashkivein is keula avich nedamia, because we find at the time of Mitzrayim that the Jews were very concerned that chas v'shalom they would also be killed at the time of Makkos Bechoris, because kibin shenitna shus lemashkes lahashkes shuv enem mavchin bein toiv v'ra. Once you appoint someone to go and do hashkas and do destruction, he starts destroying everything. Chuli levachas, what's going to happen to us? And Kadosh Baruch had to say, no, don't worry. Go and put the blood on the mashkoif. Ufasach Hashem ala Pesach. V'lid in a mashkis. Levoy al metechem lingoif. So they were concerned about their own personal security. Ah, so that's why we say Ashkiveinu, because we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, let us go and sleep in peace. Chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be any hezik, mazikim, or any other problems at night. So therefore, it reminds us of what happened in Mitzrayim, Gigula Rechtetam. Zokimar, since Legabi at night we see the Hashkiveinu, which as we know is 10, 12, 15 lines, depending on the size of the font and your sitter. And that's not considered to be a hefsik, it's Gigula Rechta, Vachanami, that one liner of the Hashem Sivasei Tiftach, Kim the Gurabban Metvila, Kitvila Rechtetam. Frankimar, Mechti. Ha'yidarotz in imrifi, mashma libesayfu, mashma yikar. The words yidarotz in imrifi means Kadosh Baruch Hu, the words that I either have said or the words that I'm about to say, they should be l'ratzayin. You should go and accept it. L'ratzayin, l'fanav, you should find favor in those words. So why do we say l'ratzayin at the end? Why do we say l'ratzayin at the very beginning? In other words, l'ratzayin l'fanecha, like we say a lot of other l'ratzayins. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the following words, not the aforementioned words that I just finished, but the following words I should go and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should find favor in your eyes. You could use it, you could say it either way. You could say it either way. So in addition to, or instead of, Hashem Svasei Tiftach, let us go and say Yilat Ratzai at the very beginning before Shemin Esrei. Omri Yudabreid Rav Shimon Tazi Hoyuvli Omri David Eliachar Yudches Parshias. If you take out a Tillamol, you'll see that this Yilat Ratzai appears at the end of the 19th capital of Tillam, at the end of number Yud Tes. I know it says Yuches, don't get noivis, I'm aware of that. But the Gemara is saying is that David HaMelech only said it after 18 parashiyos, and therefore since he said it only at the end, and we have in our Shemin Esrei 18, okay, that's why it's called Shemin Esrei. We have 18 brachas, okay, Midraban, we have another one, but Iker of Shemin Esrei is the 18, and then the Adon Olam Hashinim. So, since David HaMelech said it, yeah, did you look it up?
Yeah.
It's back at the end of Yud Tes. So since it's after 19, yeah, please show it to Rabbi Neil, because Rabbi Neil is very concerned. He wants to see it. You can go. Yeah, okay, so we're going to ask him about that. Anyway, so therefore, just like David HaMelech waited until after the 18 kapitlach, so we also wait until after the 18 brachos of the Shemin Esrei. Brother Shai just looked it up and he saw him with his own eyes. And now, Rabbi Neil, do you also see it, Rabbi Neil? Anybody else want to take a look? You'll see that it's the end of kapitel Yud Tes, not after Yud Ches. I'm sorry?
You don't need a picture.
No. You don't need a picture, no. Anyway, we won't get the picture. The Lemaisa, the Kasha of the Gemara is not such a strong Kasha, because the point is that since David HaMelech only said it later on after all of these tefillahs, we ought to say it only after all of these brachas. The question of the Gemara is, why does the Gemara say it after Yud Ches Parshas, which of course corresponds to the Yud Ches Brachas Shemin Esrei? Agreed. But Lemaisa wasn't after Yud Ches, it's after Yud Ches. The first two kapitlach of Tillam, the first one is Ashi Ish, the second one starts with Lamarok Shigoyim. You can look it up again if you like. You'll see that those two are the first two kapitlach. This Gemara holds that those two are merged together. Chodah Parshi is one long parshi. And I'll bring you a raya that that's the case. The Omer Buda Breda of Shimon Pasi. Kuf Gimel Parshi is Omer David, Vli Omer Haleluka, Achiro, Bimapalosin, Shel Rishon. David HaMelech said, recited 103 parshas of Tillim, and the first time he said Haluka is only after Kapitel Kuf Dalet. Kuf Dalet. Shenema, Yitama Chatom and Ares, Rishom, and Oinenem, Borkinavshi, Shem Lekuka, Haluka, everybody knows we say that on Rish Chodesh, and that's at the end of Kapitel Kuf Dalet. If you don't believe me, look at Lamed, and you'll see all the way at the bottom, Yitam HaChatom and Aretz, etc., Tilim Kuf Dalet, Lamed Hei. So it's at the end of 104, not the end of 103. But didn't Rav Shimon Pazi say that after Kuf Gimel Parshis Omer David? Ah, it's the Haraya, Hani Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet Havyon, Elish Mamina, Ashi Ish, Vilmer Shogayim, Chod Parshi, it's considered to be one. Once that's one, so it's not 104, it's really only 103. And I'll bring you a third Raya. Then Rav Shimon Nachmani, Rav Yochanan, call Parsha Shahoisa Chaviv al David Pasach Babi Ashi. We see Babi Ashi. Anytime David HaMelech was very happy about a particular kapitel in Tillim, he started it off with Ashrei and he ended it off with Ashrei. Which one is that? The very first kapitel in Tillim. Pasach Babi Ashi, Dechsev Ashi Ish, Ashleholach Batzach Rishon, Dechatom Leomad, etc., etc. And he ended it off. Now again, if you look at Oiz Beis here on the side, you'll see that that Oiz Beis tells you that this is not at the end of the first capital Tillim, it's the end of the second capital Tillim. So how did he say that Kol Parsha Shoyisa Chaviv, he started off with Ashi, he ended off? It's not true. He finished off the first Parsha without saying an Ashi. Oh, because if you put the two together, then you add the Ashi at the end, and therefore Taki is
why they separate.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know for that. But the Maisa, yeah, that's why our Gemara says we have three separate rayas that happened after 18 brachas instead of after 19. That it's after Kuf Gimel instead of after Kuf Talad, and the Ashri and Ashri is the first capital in Tillim.
The Rem is why we have 19 brachas at the end.
Oh, could be good. Have a wonderful day, everybody.